我们今天的正道很高兴是左牧师在我们当中。
I'll be preaching this morning.
所以我们就将时间交给左牧师。
I have to confess.
我必须要承认。
Every time something big is going to happen in church, something bad happens.
每一次有大的事情要临到教会的时候，总是会有一些灾难临到。
And whenever we want to step up our faith and our trust in God,
当我们在信心里面要成长的时候，当我们要更信靠神的时候，
Satan will come and trip you up good.
撒旦一定会出来攻击我们。
It just so happens I'm supposed to preach on this passage this morning.
刚刚好我今天早晨要讲这一篇道。
And it's on marriage.
刚好这一篇道是讲到婚姻的。
And this week, of course, Satan is going to try to trip me up.
当然你们也知道撒旦也一定会就在婚姻的上面要攻击我。
It happened a few nights ago.
在几个晚上以前呢，这件事情就发生了。
We were coming back from New York City.
我们从纽约那边回来。
And it had been a long day for us.
那一天呢是一个很漫长的一天。
And there was a 2-hour delay.
我们晚了两个小时。
So we didn't get back to Milwaukee until 12 midnight.
我们一直到晚上半夜十二点才到达米城。
I was in the airports from early morning until late night.I had enough of airports.
我一大清早就到了机场，一直到晚上十二点才到达。
Then finally, Hillary came to pick us up.
最后好不容易，我那人呢到机场来接我们。
And then she went to get the car, and we went to get our baggage.
然后呢，我们就一起去领行李。
And she was ready to come and pick us up.
她准备，我太太准备要开车来接我们了。
When she got to the toll booth.
等到他开到这个付那个高速公路付费的地方的时候
，Then she the parking lot toll booth
停车场要付钱的地方的时候
，She forgot her wallet.
他忘了他的钱包。
No money.
没有钱。
No license.
没有驾照。
And the lady said, "No $4, no go."
收费的小姐跟他说，没有四块钱，你们不能够离开。
And then she said, "Well, don't you trust me?"
然后呢，我太太就跟他说：“难道你不相信我吗？”
And the lady said no.
收费小姐说：“我不相信你。”
Not a 小姐，婆婆。
收费的婆婆说：“不相信你。”
And then she said, "Well, you may have hijacked the car."
然后呢，我太太说
：“No, the clerk lady.”
那个收费的小姐跟我太太说：“你们可能去抢了这一台车。”
And the kids in your car, they may be kidnapped.
那些小孩子呢，有可能是被你们绑票的。
So she called the police.
所以她必须要打电话给警察。
And then immediately in front of the car was a patrol car from the sheriff's department.
然后警察他们通通都来了。
I get a phone call.
我就接了电话。
Hannah.
然后打了电话给我妈妈，给佐木氏的妈妈。
Do you have money?
你有没有钱呢
？They won't let me go.
他们不让我走啊。
And I'm like, oh.$4.
实在是为了四块钱。他实在是很气愤。
Very unbiblical thoughts fill my mind.
那个时候呢，他这个一些不合乎圣经的想法呢，就通通都出来了。
I had to go from New York to Milwaukee.
我必须要从纽约飞到米城。
Now I gotta go from baggage claim and walk all the way over to the toll booth.
但是呢，现在呢，那个时候佐牧师还在。那个领行李的地方在那个地方，左师母是一个人去拿车子的，在那个收费站那边被挡住。
And I told my mother-in-law, "Ma, wait here."
所以呢，我就跟佐牧师就跟他的妈妈说：“你等一下。
”And now I was prepared to steam.
所以呢，他要从那个领行的地方一直要走到停车场收费的那个。
I walked out and I started thinking, "What am I going to say when I get there?"
佐牧师那个时候想说，我到了那边之后，我要跟他那个女的说什么呢
？And I got my angry gun ready, my AK-47, get ready.
他愤怒的机关枪都已经准备好了。
I start walking out.
他就开始往外走。
And as I'm passing through the parking lot,
他就开始走到停车场。
Of all the people I meet up with, a brother of our church I haven't met for 7 years.
他在琴市场遇到一位我们教会里面的弟兄，已经认识七年了。
袁弟兄，Brother 袁。
哦，袁弟兄。
And his name is Gary.
Gary 袁。
He has a wife. He married a Korean lady.
他娶了一位韩国的太太。
And seven years he hasn't been to our church.
哦，他已经有七年没有来我们教会了。
I don't remember names very well.
我不太记得弟兄姐妹一些不太熟悉的弟兄姐妹的名字。
But as I walked right by him,
可是呢，我看到这位弟兄的时候
，All of a sudden I remember his name.
我马上就记起来他的名字。
And I go and I turn around and I put my gun down.
我马上转过身呢，把我的愤怒的放到一边去了。
And then I said, Hey, Brother Yan, long time no see.
马上唤起笑脸说，袁弟兄，你好久没看到你了。
And I had a cap on.
那时候我有戴帽子。
He didn't know who I was.
他不认识我。
And so I shook his hand.
我刚刚握他手。
And I lifted my cap. Pastor Andy.
把帽子一拿掉，说我是 Pastor Andy.
And a great big smile on my face.
哦，他马上就认识了。
I said, "Come back to church."
你要来回来教会。
And then I put my cap back on.
然后我把帽子戴起来。
I turn around.
然后我转身。
And go, "Ready to go back now."
转过身了之后，又把那个愤怒的机枪又拿起来。
Now I'm gonna get really mad.
然后呢，他又要开始很愤怒。
As I'm walking.
然后在走到一半的时候
，Holy Spirit convicted my heart.
圣灵就感动他。
You can be so nice and courteous to a brother you haven't seen for 7 years.
你可以对这一位你从已经有七年没有见过的弟兄这么有礼貌。
And you have no grace and mercy for your wife at this moment in time.
但是呢，你对你的妻子呢，现在你准备要去责备她。
I got a sermon illustration out of that.
我想到的时候呢，我就在想，我怎么样讲这篇。
God, I'm sorry.
我实在是很抱歉。
And as I'm walking to the toll booth,
当我往那个收费的那个停车场收费站
，It's easy to see which toll booth. It's got the one with the police car in front of it, with the sirens.
很容易就可以找到我太太，因为那边有很多的警车。
And then I start to walk towards the car.
我就往那个很多警车的地方走过去。
What I did not know was the exchange between Hillary and the clerk 婆婆。Hillary and the clerk 婆婆 were talking.
然后呢，我就看到我的太太跟那个收费的婆婆呢，他们两个人在聊天。
And the clerk said to Hillary, "I hope your husband's not angry."
那收费站的小姐跟我太太说，她希望。你的先生现在不是很生气。
And Hillary said, "Oh, he won't."
Hillary, 他太太就跟他跟收费站的小姐说，绝对不会的，他绝对不会。
He's a pastor.
他是一个牧师。
That was the moment of test.
那个时候是给我的一个试炼。
And when I finally walked there, I gave Hillary the car, not the the cash, and you know.Yeah, let's forget about. Let's just go home.
我走到那边之后呢，我就给了Hillary 钱，然后说忘记这一切吧，我们回家。
And it feels so good to pass a test from God.
那个时候，当你通过了这个考试的时候，你的感觉是真好。
We're going to be talking about marriage today.
我们今天是要讲到婚姻。
We're going to be talking about men and women.
我们是要讲到男人和女人。
But even more so, we're going to be talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
但是更重要的呢，我们是要讲到主耶稣基督的福音。
Because here in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 2 to 6,
在以弗所书第三章从第二节到第六节的地方
，Paul tells us a very special truth.
保罗在这个地方告诉我们一个非常特别的真理。
He says a mystery has been revealed.
他告诉我们说有一个奥秘在这个地方。被显明了。
And that mystery in chapter 3, verse 2 to 6 tells us that God has chosen to redeem not only Jewish people, but also Gentiles into his church.
在这个地方，他告诉我们一个很大的奥秘，就是神不仅仅是拣选犹太人，而且他也要拯救这些外邦人建立他的教会。
You and I might take this for granted.
我们可能 认为是理所当然的。
Because for 2,000 years, Gentiles like you and me have been coming into the Christ body, into His church.
因为在过去的2000年当中，说很多的外邦人来到神的教会里面。
We say, of course, you know, non-Jewish people are to be saved.
我们认为说，当然啦，我们不是犹太人，但是我们可以被拯救。
But 2,000 years ago, it was not so.
但是在2000年以前呢？外邦人是没有机会看见。
Jewish people, good Jewish people would not even want to talk with you.
一个好的敬虔的犹太人，他甚至不愿意跟你说话。
Because in their morning prayers, a good Jewish man in his morning prayers says, "Thank you, Yahweh."
一个好的敬虔的犹太人，他在晨祷的时候，他会跟神说：“谢谢你，耶和华神。
”You didn't make me a woman.
你没有把我造成一个女人
，and you didn't make me a Gentile.
你也没有把我造成一个外邦人。
That's how low women were considered.
在那个时候，在犹太的社会当中，妇女她们的地位是这样子。
And that's how low Gentiles were considered.
外邦人的地位是这样子。
In fact, they considered Gentiles to be dogs.
他们认为外邦人是像。狗一般。
So it was a terrific, incredible mystery to be revealed.
所以呢，当保罗告诉他们说神要拣选外邦人的时候，这是一个极大的奥秘。
A lot of the Jewish people themselves could not accept that.
在犹太人当中，他们没有办法接受这一个事实。
How could Yahweh want to save non-Jews?
神怎么可能，圣洁的神怎么可能会去接受这些外邦人
呢？ But here Paul reveals the mystery.
但是神将神的，保罗将神的奥秘显明出来。
That the true church, the true Israel, is not by a physical descent only.
一个真以色列人，一个真的神的教会。并不是仅仅是在肉体上面的犹太人。
Not if you were born a Jew. If the question is, are you born again?
并不是在乎说你是不是从犹太人的血统生出来，而是在乎你是不是有重生的经历。
And so here in chapter 3, verse 2 to 6, Paul describes that as a mystery.
在第三章第二节到第六节，保罗这个地方告诉我们的是一个奥秘。
And mystery defined is a truth undiscoverable except by revelation.
奥秘的定义是什么呢？奥秘的定义就是将隐秘的神荣耀的事显明出来。奥秘的定义就是除了启示是不可解出的真理。
And therefore, in Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2.
所以呢，在箴言书二十五章第二节。
It's very strange the way it's worded.
在这个地方呢，它的文字呢是非常的奇怪。
And it says, "It is the glory of God to conceal a matter."
将事隐秘乃神的荣耀。
And to search out a matter is the glory of kings.
将事查清乃是君王的荣耀。
We have two beautiful examples of that.
有两个非常好的例子。
The glory of kings.
在君王的荣耀上面。
The three wise men or the three kings that came from the far east figured out somehow God's concealed mystery and went to worship Jesus.
那东方的三个博士呢？他们可以查出神的奥秘，因此去朝见耶稣。
And so that was their glory.
那个是君王的荣人的荣耀。
That we understand.
那个地方我们可以了解，因为我们可以去考察。
It takes a little extra to figure out why is it God's glory to conceal a matter.
但是呢，什么叫做把事情隐秘的时候就变成是神的荣耀呢？
Because when we think about concealing a matter, we remember second grade. 二年级。
当我们想到把事情隐藏的时候，我们是想到二年级的学生。
Because little kids go, I got a secret, I got a secret.
你们小孩子很喜欢有一些秘密。他说我有一个秘密，我有一个秘密。
And I cannot tell you.
我不能跟你讲。
God is not like that.
神不是这个样子。
Then what is God like?
那神是什么样子呢？
In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 to 9.
在以赛亚书五十五章第八到第九节的地
方。It tells us His ways are higher than our ways.
他说神的计划。是高过我们的计划。
And his thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
他的思想是高过我们的思想。
And what God plans, he will do.
神所计划的事情，他会去执行。
I have a request for all the brothers and sisters in Christ.
我有一个要求，我向我们所有的弟兄姐妹有一个要求。
Please bring your Bibles.
请你们把你们的圣经 每一个星期带来。
Because you need to know that this is not Pastor Andy saying something new.
因为你们要必须要认识到，这不是卓牧师所说的。
This is not something that I am making up.
这也不是卓牧师所创造的。
This is something straight from God's word.
这些都是从神的话语里面。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 46.
让我们一起翻开来到以赛亚书第46章。
Isaiah chapter 46.
以赛亚书第46章。
Because let God's word minister to your heart and to your head.
让神的话语直接向你们的头脑，向你们的心说话。
Because you're not here to listen to people, you're here to listen to God.
你在这个地方不是要听人的传讲，而是听神的话语。
Man's words are worthless.
人的话语是不值任何东西。
God's word is priceless.
但是神的话语却是无价之宝。
Chapter 46, verse 8.Through 11, it says this.
第四十六章第八到第十一节。
Please follow along. Remember this. Fix it in your minds. Take it to heart, you rebels. Remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God. There is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say, my purpose will stand. Skip down to verse 11, second half. What I have said, that will I bring about. What I have planned, that will I do.
以赛亚书第四十六章第八节。你们当想念这事，自己做大丈夫，悖逆的人呐、啊，要心里思想。你们要追念上古的事，因为我是神，并无别神。我是神，再没有比我的，能比我的。我从起初指明末后的事，从古时言明未成的事，说我的筹算必立定，凡我所喜悦的，我必成就。第十一节后面，我已说出，也必成就。我已谋定，也必做成。
Thus we understand when God conceals, He also has a plan to reveal.
当神隐藏一些奥秘的时候，他已经有一个计划，是要怎么样将它启示出来。
And so it is God's plan, God's purpose, all for His glory.
所以所有的神的计划、神的作为，都是为了神的荣耀。
Thus we must understand we are limited in knowledge and limited in understanding.
我们必须要认识到我们的思想和我们的理解是有限的。
And then we need to be humble to trust and to obey God.
所以我们必须要谦卑，才能够完完全全的信靠神。
That brings glory to God.
当我们在如此而行的时候，就可以把神荣耀交给神。
God works in mystery.
神的工作是在奥秘当中。
He will not tell you until it's your time.
他不会将这个事情向你显明，一直到时候到了。
And in John chapter 16 verse 12,
在约翰福音第十六章第十二节
，It also tells us that God wants to tell us more than we want to know.
这个地方也告诉我们说，神。要告诉我们是超过我们想要知道的。
You see, I want to know who I'm supposed to marry.
我想要知道我什么时候才能够结婚。
I want to know where I'm going to live.
我想要知道我要搬到什么地方。
I want to know where I'm going to work.
我想要知道我将来在什么地方工
作。I want to know how my kids will turn out now.
我现在就想要知道将来我的孩子长成什么
样。I want to know what my grandchildren will be like now.
我想要知道我将来的孙子会变成什么样。
God says He knows already.
可我告诉你们，神已经知道了。
But then in John chapter 16 verse 12, He says He wants to tell you, but you cannot bear it.
但是约翰福音十六章十二节告诉我们说，我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了。
And so it is through the mystery, through the waiting, through the process that God molds us into His Christ-like image.
所以就是借着这些的奥秘、这些的启示，神慢慢慢慢将我们塑造成为他所喜悦的子民。
Tomorrow's devotional.
明天的你们的灵修。
Ask yourself this question.
你们可以问你们自己这一个问题。
Can you live with the tension of not knowing everything you want when you want it?
你们是不是可以承受得了这样子的压力？就是你想要知道的东西，但是你没有办法知道。
We want to know everything ahead of time.
我们很想要知道未来要发生的事情。
We want to know everything now.
我们现在就想要知道。
Our society is a now society.
我们现在的社会是一个现在的社会。
When do you want to be satisfied? You want to be satisfied now.
当你要得到满足的时候，你现在就要得到满足。
When do you want the report yesterday? The boss, when does the boss want the report? He wants it yesterday.
那个你的老板要你的工作什么时候结束？昨天。昨天就要结束了，你已经 overdue 了。
We are a now an instant gratification society.
我们是一个这个即刻的即时的社会。
When do you want to graduate?
你想要什么时候毕业
？Yesterday.
昨天。
When do you want to get married?
你想要什么时候结婚
？Yesterday.
昨天。
When do you want to have kids?
你想要什么时候想要孩子
？After you have them, you say, "Oh no, 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 no." We want everything now.
我什么东西我们都是现在现在现在。
And even believers will turn to God and say, God, you owe me.
甚至一个信徒有的时候都会跟神发怨言说你欠了我。神啊你欠了我。
Doesn't work that way.
实在不是这个样子。
God will use waiting to mold and mature every believer.
神用等待这个功课让所有的信徒塑造成为一个成熟的信徒。
That's the theology of the mystery.
这个是一个神的奥秘。
And now we bring that mystery into chapter 5, verse 22 and to 33.
当你们认识了这一个神的奥秘的功课的时候呢，我们来开始看以弗所书第五章。
Because you a normal reading, you would think that this is about husband and wife, correct?
在我们一般的在读这段圣经的时候呢，我们是认为说这是在讲丈夫与妻子之间。
But if you understand the main topic, it's not about husband and wife.
但是你如果知道这主题的话，你就知道它不仅仅是在讲丈夫与妻子。
The main topic is not only about people, about a man and a woman.
它主要的主题不仅仅是在讲男人和女人之间。
Then what is it about?
那它的主题是在说什么呢
？Paul tells us in verse 32.
保罗在这三十二节的地方告诉我们了。
He says, "This is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and His church."
32节这个地方，保罗告诉我们说，这是一个极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。
We have to make.This transition in our minds.
你一定要把这一个过程呢放在你的脑子里面。
Now I'm going to ask you to remove yourself from your normal finite space and time continuum.
我现在要把你们从你们一个有限的看见里面呢带出来。
We have to go to God's perspective.
让我们能够试着。从神的眼光来看这段圣经。
You have to understand, time is created by God.
你们必须要了解时间也是神所创造。
You have to understand that space is created by God.
你必须要了解空间也是神所创造。
We are subject to time and space. God is not.
我们是被时间和空间来限制，但是神却不是。
So the infinite God, the three omni God, views from eternity and looks upon two passages in Scripture.
那一位永恒的神，全知全能全在的神，在看这段圣经的时候
，He looks at Genesis chapter 2.
他从创世纪第二章
，And he looks at Ephesians chapter 5.
他在看到以弗所书第五章。
In between, there are at least 4,000 years of time. From Genesis chapter 2 and Ephesians, at least 4,000 years of time.
从那个的亚当和夏娃到这个时间是最少4000年以上的时间。
But in God's perspective, it is all the same time.
但是从神的眼睛来看是一样的时间。
And God looks at Ephesians chapter 5.
当神在看以弗所书第五章。
And looks at the relationship of Christ and the church.
当他看着主耶稣基督和教会的关系的时候。
And he takes that concept and says, I like that concept.
他看到这样子的关系
，and he puts it in Genesis chapter 2.
他说他喜欢这样子的关系，就把它放在创世纪第二章。
And so he takes the redemptive relationship of Christ and the church.
他把耶稣救赎的这个关系
，and makes it the foundation of the husband and wife.
变成了先生与妻子的基础。
And through the relationship of the husband and wife, he's going to reveal his gospel.
从先生、丈夫与妻子这样子的关系呢，神要把他自己的福音启示出来。
So, when we're talking about marriage,
当我们讲到婚姻的时候
，when we're talking about the relationship of husband and wife,
当我们讲到丈夫与妻子
，when we're talking about the relationship of men and women,
当我们讲到男人和女人之间的关系的时候
，we're talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们是在讲到主耶稣基督的福音。
Some may ask, how did Pastor Andy get to Milwaukee?
你们也许有人会问主牧师是怎么样来到米城的。
Let me share with you.
让我和你们分享。
1998,
在1998年的时候
，I left a very big mega church in the East Coast.
主牧师离开了在东岸的一个很大的一个华人教会。
And usually it's over personality differences.
在一般的情形看起来呢，是我们的个性上面的冲突。
And the senior pastor and the subordinate pastor don't agree.
主任牧师和比他的部属下属的牧师呢，没有办法有意见相同。
And when that happens, usually the subordinate must leave.
当意见不同的时候呢，通常是下属的这个牧师呢就离开。
That's not the case.
但是其实这实际上其实不是的。
What brought Pastor Andy to Milwaukee?
是什么事情把主牧师从东岸带到米城呢？
Or a better question, what made Pastor Andy leave a big mega church?
或者换一个问题，是什么事情让主牧师离开东岸的那个大的教会呢？
Because the senior pastor did not follow God's teaching black and white.
也许可能是因为在那边的主任牧师呢，在教导男和女之间的这个关系的时候呢，他不是按着圣经里面的信息教导。
He said there are equal, men and women are equal.
他在那边教导的时候是讲到说，男的和女的是一样的。
And so whatever men can do, women can do.
男的可以做的事情，女的都可以做。
True, true, some things, yes.
在从某一个层面上面来说呢，这的确确是一个事实。
I believe men and women teaches the Bible teaches that men and women are equal in worth.
从许许多多的经文上面，我们可以看见男人和女人在很多的事情上面都是相等。
But it is a difference in role.
但是呢，在他们的这个
角色
上面呢，是不一样的。
And that's where he and I differ.
所以呢，主牧师和他的这个主任的牧师呢，他们在这个意见上面。
Because he says, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 21. Look at it. He says, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 21 says this.
因为在以弗所书五章二十一节这样说。
He says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
And so that is an equal submission.
所以呢，彼此顺服是一个平等的顺服。
So he will ordain women to be pastors.
所以呢，他可以将这个女人呢
按牧
成为
牧
师。
You say, what's wrong with that?
你可能会问说，这有什么不可以的呢？
Let's look at what Ephesians chapter 22 to 33 says.
让我们看一下以弗所书第二十二章第五章第二十二节到第二十五节。
I said, yes, we are to be in mutual submission. That is correct.
主牧师是认为说我们应当是要彼此的顺服，这是应该的。
But then what follows is how we submit to one another, how we submit to God.
但是呢。接下来呢，是看到说，我们应当要在什么样子的角色上面，我们要有一个关系，然后我们跟神的关系是什么
？And that these are differing roles, but equal in worth in God's eyes.
我们是没有错，不同的角色，但是呢，在神的面前呢是一样的。
And so I decided, if you're not going to submit to Scripture, I will not submit to you.
如果呢，你没有办法顺服圣经的话语的话呢，我也可能也没有办法顺服你。
So I left.
所以呢，卓牧师就来 离开了那边。
But history bears out God's word is correct.
但是呢，历史却证明神的话语是正确的。
Because that man compromised God's word. That man, 那个主任牧师 ，that senior pastor.
那他们对于神的话语呢，并不是
妥协了。
妥协了。
And he went ahead and did the ordination.
所以呢，他就按牧了。
Of women.
一位女的牧师。
And so whatever men can do, women can do just as well, if not better.
所以呢，所有男人可以做的，女人也可以做。
Maybe.
也许。
But that's not what the Bible says.
但是呢，圣经却不是这么说的。
Because in 1970, the Episcopal Church of Episcopal Church USA.圣公会，美国的圣公会。
好，在美国的圣公会，
In 1973, the Episcopal Church of the United States of America.
在美国的圣公会，在一九七三年的时候
，They had a wonderful new revolution.
他们有一个很大的改革。
They now openly ordain women to be pastors.
他们那个时候呢，开始公开的按牧
女性
呢成为牧师。
And so that was the wonderful great thing.
那个时候呢是变成一个非常好的。
And had I known then, I might even have applauded that.
那个时候我如果在的话，也许我也是会鼓掌。
But then later, 30 years later.
但是呢，三十年以后。
Because when you compromise the gospel, when you compromise the teaching of God's word, you are one generation away from extinction.You're one generation away from losing God's gospel.
如果你也在神的话语里面妥协的话呢，我们就过了三十年以后呢，我们就把信仰和福音呢，通通都妥协了。
So in 1999,
在1999年的时候
，the same Episcopal Church USA ordained a homosexual bishop.
同样的这个圣公会的教会呢，就按牧了一位同性恋的人成为牧师。
And that's a sin.
这个按照圣经里面来说是一个罪。
The last year, they also the head of the Episcopal Church USA is now a woman, Catherine Jeffords Schori.
这个在2003年的时候呢，2006年的时候呢，他们的。主席呢是一位女牧师 Catherine,
and this is what she says.
这个 Catherine Jeffords, Shorey 呢，她是这样子说的。
This is 2007 February 4th this year.
在2007年的二月四号的时候，她这么说。
This just happened.
这是刚刚发生的一件事。
In USA Today, I'm reading.
在美国的这个 USA.Today 的杂志上面
，She says she sees two strands of faith.
她看见两种信仰
，and one is most concerned with atonement, that is, Jesus died for our sins, and our most important task is to repent.
第一种信仰呢是讲到我们注重主耶稣基督为我们的罪而死，我们必须要悔改。
But there is this.More gracious strand, she says.
但是还有一种信仰呢，是比较有恩慈的信仰。
She's taken sin and atonement and repentance and says that's not good enough.
她认为这个女的牧师认为说这个我们要认罪悔改，接受主耶稣基督代死的工价呢不够好。
And that's not the one we represent.
并他们也不是代表这一类的福音。
They've just tossed out the gospel.
他们将福音整个的
妥协，丢弃，妥协了 ，tossed, compromise, gone. Within one generation,
仅仅只不过是一个一代的人，三十年的时间。
Once you compromise on God's word.
一旦我们在神的话语上面妥协了之后
，The next generation will compromise on God's gospel.
30年以后呢，神会将我们呢这些被妥协的人呢，会将神的福音都丢弃。
You are no longer saved by faith. You are saved by love.
你不但不已经不再是因信而称义，而是因爱而称义。
That's why I left Boston.
这也是为什么我离开了那边。
That's why I have to preach God's word black and white.
这也是我为什么要今天要这样子清楚地将这个事情讲明。
In Tuesday's devotional,
在星期二的灵修。
I hope you will go back and think through and list all the current day attacks on the definition of male and female.
我希望呢，你们要思想一下那个目前的外面的压力，在讲到这个男性跟女性的这些的看法。
The attacks upon marriage and the attacks upon family.
这些对家庭、对于婚姻的攻击。
And through the media, through the laws that's being passed, through the entertainment industry, through education, and even the church, what is being said about the family and marriage?
你可以看见现在目前啊的立法。现在的教育，现在的媒体等等等等，给婚姻和家庭的这些的价值观，啊，怎么样攻击
？I in your insert you should have gotten this 天道 or heavenly way。
你们今天可能有收到这一张单张，是讲到啊天道。
And those of you who only understand English, my apologies。
如果你们只会看英文的话呢，卓牧师向你们抱歉。
But then we are in 480 words，
在480个字里面
，this 天道 summarize the gospel。
这一篇四百八十个字里面的这个天道呢，把整本的圣经呢。做了一个浓缩。
All the basic doctrines are here.
这所有的这个基本的圣经的教义呢，都在这个地方。
So when I first got a copy of this,
我第一次收到这一个的时候
，It was 1989.
那是1989年。
And that time my Chinese was horrible.
那个时候呢。卓牧师的中文很糟糕，
很烂。And I was in the train. I was taking a train in Taiwan.
那个时候呢，他在台湾坐火车。
And a older Taiwanese uncle sat down. Ogi-san sat down.
一位叔叔呢，一位老年的叔叔呢。坐在他旁边。
He couldn't even speak Mandarin.
他不会讲普通话。
He can only speak Taiwanese.
他只会讲台语。
I couldn't speak Taiwanese.
但是卓牧师那个时候不会讲台语。
And my Mandarin was lousy.
不会讲台语，然后呢，他的普通话又讲得很糟糕。
But I've got the gospel.
可是呢，但是呢，他给他这个。
How do you spread the gospel to someone you can't even talk to?
他有这个是他你怎么样？如果你不会讲话，你怎么样跟他传福音呢
？So I said, Oji-san.
他就叫他说
Uncle
大叔。
From America.
我是从美国来的。
No Chinese.
不会讲中文。
未晓中文。
好，不会讲中文。
I don't know Chinese. Teach me Chinese.
请你教我中文。
Teach me what's written on.Tell me what's written on this sheet of paper.
请你把这一张纸上面的中文教
我。And for the next 2 hours, he was explaining to me all 16 doctrines of our gospel.
所以呢，这接下来两个小时里面呢，他就把他这一张16个主题全部通通都解释。
I learned Chinese.
他卓牧师学会了中文。
And he learned the gospel.
那一位大叔呢，就学会了。
And I gave him a copy of the 天道。
于是呢，卓牧师就给了他一个天道的这个单张。
But if you compromise on God's black and white，
如果你在神的话语上面妥协了
，What the Episcopal Church of USA has done is taken this and said garbage。
圣公会所做的呢，就是把这一张纸揉成一团丢掉。
that is precious gospel truth.
把神宝贝的话语丢掉。
But it's going to be revealed.
但是这个奥秘是将要被显明。
It's going to be revealed in your relationship as husband and wife.
这个奥秘是要在丈夫和妻子的关系当中被显明。
And so we go into the foundational model for all marriages, Christ in the church.
让我们进到丈夫和妻子关系的基础里面，也就是耶稣基督和教会的关系。
Let's look at Christ.
让我们来先看看基督。
He is the initiator.
他是一个主动的开始。
And he is the ultimate model for men and husbands.
他也是丈夫与妻子的最终的一个榜样。
When we say be a man,
当我们跟人家讲说做一个男人
，do the right thing，
做一个你该做的事情。
What do you mean？
你是意思是什么
？Chinese culture man，
中国文化来说，男人是什么意思
？Or playboy culture man？
还是讲中国文化的男人呢？还是讲那些花花公子的男
人 ？Or Saddam Hussein man？
或是讲那个撒旦胡森那一类型
？Or Hitler man？
或者是讲希特勒那个类型
？What kind of man are you talking about？
你是要他做一个什么样子的男人
？The Bible tells us that the ultimate model of manhood and husbands is Christ Jesus Himself。
圣经里面告诉我们说，最终极的男人和女人的榜样就是主，男人的榜样就是主耶稣基督。
So it tells us that He is the head and He is the Savior of the church。
他告诉我们说，主耶稣基督他是头，他是教会的头。
And so He loved the church and gave Himself up for her。
他爱教会，甚至为教会舍己。
And He dies for her。
他也为教会舍己。
One young man once asked。
有一个年轻人有一次问我
，What's it cost to be married？
我要结婚要付什么代价
？And the answer is everything。
答案是所有的东西。
You're gonna have to die for this woman。
你必须要为这个女人而死。
Every day, every moment, you have to die for her。
每一天每一个时间你要为她而死。
Because the love, the word for love here is agape love。
在这个地方的讲的这个爱是讲到神爱的爱。
And the example here is a dying, a literal dying love.
这一种爱呢是一种牺牲以至于死的爱。
And not only does it give us that the word, it gives us the example in Christ. He says, this is his purpose.
他不单单是告诉我们说要爱，他也给我们一个例子要怎么样爱。
And he says, his purpose is to make her holy.
目的呢？你要爱他，目的是要让他成为圣洁。
Now there's there's an essential definition of holiness.
在这个地方，圣洁中心的定义是
watch this.
你看这一杯水。
Okay.
牧师喝了一口水。
Would you like some Elder John?
No problem.
Achoo! Would you like some Elder John?
Because I love you, no problem.
And Chinese people know how to do very well. Would you like some Elder John?
My love is limited.
But you know what? After I drink this now, I can keep on drinking.
你看，虽然卓牧师一再的哈啾，而且还有口水，可是他还是可以一直喝。
My backwash, my saliva is in there.
他的口水在那个杯子上。
Is it? That's disgusting.
是你说这个很可怕。
For you it is because it's unholy to you.
对于你来说这个很可怕。
It's unholy, 不圣洁，不洁净，对你来说。
对你来说这个水不洁净。
But to me it's mine, it's separated to me now.
但是呢，对于卓牧师来说，这是他的洁净。
This is clean water.
这一瓶是一个干净。
Any one of us can use it.
每一个人都可以用它。
This is Andy's water.
这一杯是卓牧师的水。
Only I will drink it.
只有卓牧师会去喝。
Maybe Hillary.
没，卓师母也许也会喝。
Except when she orders root beer, I won't drink that.
那卓师母 order 这个
沙
士的时候，他就不会喝。
And she knows when she orders root beer, I go, oh, and then I won't drink it.
卓牧师不喜欢喝沙士。
But my water.
但是他自己的水。
It's separated from you now.
是从你。分别出来。
It is now part of me.
是卓牧师的一部分。
God says this.
神这么说。
I am going to purify you.
我要将你们洁净。
I am going to cleanse you and wash you.
我要将你们洗净。
And what does Jesus use? He uses water. And the word.
基督用什么呢？他说他用水，还用他的话语。
And so what does the water represent?
水是代表什么呢？
In John chapter 7 verse 38 and 39 it tells us water is Holy Spirit.
约翰福音告诉我们说水就代表着圣灵。
So he put his Holy Spirit in you.
所以神把圣灵放在我们的心里面。
And then he also uses his word to minister to you.
他又借着道，神的道来向我们阐明。
So in John chapter 15 verse 3 he says,
在约翰福音三章十六节这么说。
John chapter 15 verse 3。
在约翰福音十五章第三节这么说。
He says you are now holy.
他说你不是圣洁。
He said you are now holy.
但是呢，你现在就成为圣
洁。Because of the words I have spoken to you.
因为是我的话让你成为圣洁。
So he purifies us through his spirit and through his word.
所以他是借着他的道。将我们洗净。
How else does God separate us and make us holy before Him?
神是怎么样？还有用什么方法
？He is a provider.
来洁净，他是一个供应的人。
He feeds and cares for His body, His church.
他保养而且顾惜他的教会。
And the third one.
第三个。
He is a presenter. He gives and he presents. He offers.
他把自己。送给我们。
Now the interesting thing about the word present,
这个供应这一个字呢，献给这一个字很有意思。
It has everything to do with this middle row right here.
在这一条中间的这条走道上面，你们可以看得出。
Those of you who've seen the weddings done in our church,
如果你们在教会里面看过举行的婚礼的话
，In a way, the pastor stands up front and represents God the Father.
当左牧师站在这边的时候，牧师的职分是代表我们的父神。
And then he asks, "Who gives this woman to be married to this man?"
当神问这一位男人说是问会众说是谁把这位妻子交给这个男人的
？And then the father of the bride says, "是我。
然后呢，妻子呢，这个新郎的父亲会说。是我。
But the original word in Greek means to dedicate.
在这个字的这个原文呢，在希腊文的原文的意思是
，it also
给。
It also means to 献上。
献上。
To get stand before, so stand in front.
也是说在在中站在中间。
站在前面。
站在前面。
And also means to stand together.
也是代表说是
站在
一
起。So Understand when Paul records that God is going to offer and present, he's doing two jobs.
所以保罗在这个地方讲到说是这个供献给自己的是他讲到是两件事情。
So he is standing before.
第一个呢，保罗他自己代表神站在他们的前面。第二个呢，保罗也代表那个新娘的父亲说，是我把他们献给你。
Do you see the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit operating in marriage, wedding covenant?
你们可以看见圣父、圣子和圣灵三位一体的同工在一个婚礼里面吗
？He's there to present her to himself.
神在这个地方将新妇。献给他自己。
That is a beautiful picture.
实在是一个很美丽的图画。
And every wedding is a reflection of the great wedding of God and His church.
每一个地上的婚姻都是反映着将来我们在天上的婚宴。
And this is why Western brides dress in white.
这就是为什么在西方的新妇呢，他们都是穿白色的袍子。
Those of us who grew up in Chinese culture understand white. You don't use white.
在东方的习惯里面呢，我们知道在婚礼里面我们不穿白色的。
When somebody dies, then you wear white.
只有在丧礼里面我们才穿白色的。
This is a happy moment. How dare you wear white?
为什么在一个这么喜乐的时候呢，我们却穿白色的衣服呢
？Actually, there's a deeper meaning to that as well.
其实这个白色是有更深一层意义。
And Chinese brides wear what color? Red.
中国的新娘呢是穿红色的。
You have to, good theology says this.
好的神学是这么说。
You have to wear red before you can wear white.
你必须要穿红色的衣服，你先穿红色的衣服才能够穿白色的衣服。
Because it is through the death of the groom, Jesus Christ, that the bride is cleansed of her sins.
因为是那新郎的血洁净了心腹，所以心腹才会成为洁白。
He says this to present himself a church radiant and glorious.
这个地方告诉我们说，神把心腹这个献给他自己，成为一个荣耀的教会。
And then he says, without stain or wrinkle.
这个教会呢是毫无玷污。以及皱纹等类的。
And nothing of the sort will stain her. That's why she comes in white.
没有任何的东西可以让她成为瑕疵，所以她才穿一个纯白的。
That's why we also have a roller.
这就是为什么我们地上也有一个白色的。
We don't want her feet to get dirty.
我们甚至不希望让心腹的脚受到污。
No stain, no blemish. We are presenting the wife to the husband.
现在呢，我们是把一个完全没有玷污和瑕疵的心腹来献给新郎。
So at the same time, God presents.
在这个时候呢，神献上。
He also is receiving a bride.
他也接受。
And he loves her as the same as himself.
他爱她如同爱自己。
And Ephesians chapter 1 and 2 keeps going through and over and over repeats this one phrase: in Christ, in Christ, in Christ.
你看到以弗所书就一直这样子重复的说，在基督里，在基督里，在基督里。
And so when Christ loves his church, he is loving himself as we are one in him.
所以当这个神爱他的教会的时候呢，他就是爱他自己，因为我们与神呢合而为一。
Now let's look at the next party.
现在我们来再看下一段。
It is the church.
是讲到教会了。
And the church is a she. She is a receiver and responder.
刚刚讲到的是新郎，现在是讲到的心腹。教会，教会是一个接受的。
And
回应的。
The church is the ultimate model of women and wives.
教会呢，也是一个终极的榜样，是对于太太的一个终极的榜样。
She is the body of Christ.
她是一个基督的身体。
And she submits herself to her head, her Savior.
她教会呢，完完全全的顺服我们的基督。
Do you see the differences in role?
你们看见这个不同的角色了吗？
He loves her, dies for her.
当基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
She loves him, submits to him.
所以呢，教会就爱基督，愿意顺服基督。
He loves her, goes to the cross for her.
基督爱教会，为他上了十字架。
She loves her, lives for him.
但是呢，教会爱基督，为着基督而活。
And so she also takes his name.
那教会呢，也就继承了基督的名字。
And so she, in Isaiah 62, chapter 62, verse 2, and Revelation chapter 2, verse 17, and Revelation chapter 3, verse 12, it says that the church takes Jesus' name.
在以赛亚书62章、启示录2章、3章都讲到教会领了耶稣基督的名字。
You don't know how glorious that is.
你不晓得领受基督的名字是一个多么荣耀的。
Do you know how serious a fact that is?
你知道这样子的领受是一个多么重要的事情。
When people ask you, who do you believe in?
当人问你们说你们相信什么。
When they ask you, what religion do you belong to?
当他们问你说你们的宗教信仰是什么。
You respond, I am a Christian.
你告诉他们说我们是一个基督的门徒。
I take his name as mine.
我们把基督的名字冠在我们的身上。
That is one family.
这是一个家庭，我们是基督的家。
And that is under one name.
那是一个名字。
It is glorious to me.
对我，对主牧师来说，这也是一个荣耀。
When Hillary and I got married. How do you steal a PhD?
你怎么样去偷一个博士太太
？No, PhD.
博士。
博士，博士学位。
哦，怎么样去拿一个博士学位
？You marry one.
哦，怎么样去偷一个博士学位呢？你娶一个博士太太，你就可以拿到一个。
So when they used to call her Professor Dr. Wang.
从前卓牧师叫卓师母是叫王博士。王教授。
Now they call her Professor Dr. Zhou.
现在呢，人家叫他左博士、左教授。
And people now call me Pastor Andy.
人家叫左牧师叫左牧师。
And they call Hillary Mrs. Pastor Zhou.
人家叫左师母左师母。
You don't call her 王师母。You don't call her Mrs. or Miss Pastor Wang.
你不再叫她王师母。
You call her Mrs. Pastor Zhou.
你只是叫她左太太、
左
牧师、左师母。
Then you know the unity of the family.
这个时候你就知道是一个家庭的合一。
It's not two people, it's one.
不再是两个人，乃是一个人。
And that is a picture of.Beautiful, glorious picture of Christ and His church.
这也就是在基督的教会里面那一个美丽的图画。
Then we go to the next party, the husband.
接下来呢，我们再看丈夫。
There's one phrase I need you to take notice of.
有一段呢，有一个句子呢，我要请你们看。
Very simple, is just as Christ.
这一句话呢，是很重要的一个句子。就是正如基督，正如基督。
Because there are many ideas about what a husband should be.
我们可以在世界上看到很多做丈夫的角色应该成为什么样。
From your tradition, from your culture, from your background, you will have your idea of what a husband should be.
每一个人我们有不同的背景文化，我们对于丈夫的认识都不一样。
But know this one phrase.
但是呢，在这个地方你们看见这一句话。
Husbands are called to be just as Christ.
丈夫的最终的职分是正如基督。
And so men's jobs, we are to fulfill the role of Christ.
我们必须男人最重要的工作必须要扮演基督的角色。
And so we need to be good providers.
我们必须要成为一个好的供应者。
And we present our wives, our families as a living offering, sacrifice unto God.
我们要献出我们的妻子，好像一个活祭。
Because God is going to ask Andy.
因为神要问卓牧师。
What have you done with Hillary?
你在左师母的身上做了什么
？Good or bad？
是做得好呢，还是做得不好
？I will be held accountable for her well-being。
左牧师必须要对左师母的行为负责任。
I'm held accountable for her welfare。
我必须要对于她的这个生活的供养呢来负责。
I'm responsible for the Holy Spirit to work in our relationship。
我必须。要为圣灵在我们的家里面运行这件事情来负责。
I am responsible for the word of God to be held high honor in our family.
我也必须要负责让神的话在我们家里面占首位。
She gave me everything, I must give her everything.
当她把她的一切给了我之后，我也必须要将我的一切给她。
And my command from God is just as Christ.
我对。我自己的命令就是正如基督。
Let's go to God's word.
我们来看看神的话。
In chapter 5, verse 25, it says this.
在第五章第二十五节。
The command is to agape, to love your wife just as Christ loved the church.
这给我们命令是你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会。
And then verse 29, he says it again.
在二十九节的地方，他又重复了一次。
He who loves his wife loves himself, just as Christ does the church.
第二十八节的时候，也告诉我们说，如同爱自己的身子，爱妻子便是爱自己了。
On Thursday's devotional,
在星期四你们的灵修里面
Write down your definition of what a man, what you think a man should be like.
请你们呢写下来，在你们自己的想法里面，你觉得作为一个丈夫应该是什么样子
？And then look, read 1 Timothy chapter 2 and chapter 3.
然后呢，再写下提摩太前书第二章、第三章。里面告诉我们，做一个男人应当要什么。
Because this is the criteria we hold for elders, for pastors, for deacons, for spiritual leaders in this church.
因为在这个教会里面，我们选拔教会里面的长老、执事、同工的时候呢，我们也是根据提摩太前书第二章和第三章的标准。
So when we say this is our church spiritual leaders,
所以当我们说这些人是我们教会里面属灵的
，you represent our church, but more important,
你代表这个教会，但是更重要的
，you represent God's word, God's gospel, God's kingdom.
你是代表神的话在你的身上运行。
The last party,
最后一件事情
，wives,
为什做妻子的。
Let me say this very carefully.
让我在这个地方非常小心的来说。
In the original Greek,
在原文的希腊文里面
，the word submit is never directly used of husband and wife.
这个顺服这一个字呢，这个原文的这个字呢，是从来没有在丈夫和妻子之间的关系被用过。
You say, Pastor Andy, we just read it black and white that, you know, so wives submit to your husbands, right? It's in Chinese.
但是呢，你们刚刚才问我们，我们刚刚才念过说做妻子的要顺服丈夫。
It's in English. You know, you read it right there. It says submit.
不单是中文，而且英文都是用顺服这个字啊。
Yes, that's what it means.
是的，这是他的意思。
But we have to go to God's word to dig up deeper truths as to how it applies.
但是呢，我们看回神的话语的时候，你会发现它的是怎么样应用的。
It's because the key phrase for the wife is to your husband as to the Lord.
最重要的在讲到妻子要顺服的时候呢，是讲到说当自己当顺服，当怎么样自己的丈夫如同顺服主。
Okay, so the church is to submit to Christ. That we know. That word is there.
我们知道教会是顺服基督
，But the wife, it doesn't say submit to your husbands.
并没有告诉我们说，太太你们要顺服丈夫。
Ah, I see some of you going, see. 啊。But it does say this as the church submits to the Lord, this for your own husband.
但是呢，他是这样子说，他是讲到说。你们对于丈夫的态度，无论是顺服或是什么什么，你们必须要像教会顺服基督那样子的关系。
So that when you submit to your husband, you are submitting to the Lord.
所以当你向你的丈夫顺服的时候，你其实是向主耶稣基督顺服。
This is of utmost importance.
这是一个非常重要的事情。
Because at the very last command,This is the direct command for our wives. The wife must respect her husband.
这最后一个 command 是讲到太太们，你必须要敬重，也当敬重她的丈夫。
You cannot submit to someone you do not respect.
你对于一个你不敬重的人，不可能顺服。
And it is very hard to earn respect.
那我们也。要赢得别人的敬重，也不是一件容易的事。
It is very easy to lose respect.
但是呢，要失去别人对你的敬重，却是一件很容易的事。
However, the respect I believe is referred to here.
但是在这个地方所讲到的敬重呢
，is unearned.
不是你赢得的。
Oh, it is earned, but not by your husband.
不是你的丈夫赢得的。
Your Lord has earned your respect.
是你的主赢得了你的敬重。
And you are to respect the Lord by respecting your husband.
你必须要敬重主，经由敬重你的丈夫。
At the same token, no woman is worth your life. No woman is worth a man to give up his life.
事实上，我们也都知道，没有一个女人是值得她的丈夫为她舍命的。
But God is worthy.
但是神是可以让我们 值得。
And that's where verse 20, chapter 5, verse 21 says, submit to one another, what? Out of reverence, submission to God.
这就是为什么在第二十一节的地方告诉我们说，要存着敬畏基督的心来彼此顺服。
That woman is not worthy of you.
这一个 女子呢，并不是配得你为她牺牲。
The rest of your life.
而且为她牺牲一生。
All the rest of your paychecks.
你所有的薪水。
All goes to her.
全部都到她的手上。
In the state of Wisconsin.
在 Wisconsin 州里。
She owns everything.
她拥有你的一切。
Yes.
是的。
But God is worthy.
但是神却是配得。
And when you come before the Lord in your exchange of vows,
当你们来到神的面前交换你们的誓言的时候，
vows are not made to people. Vows are made to God.
你们并不是向人来宣誓，你们
God is worthy for you to give of your life because He gave of His.
神值得我们为他摆上我们自己的性命，因为他已经为我们摆上了。
So when you come to our pastoral staff,
所以当你来到我们的这个牧师他们的会议里面
，and then you say, "Oh, Pastor Andy, Pastor Steve, Pastor Jing, we want to get married."
你跟牧师们说，卓牧师，我要结婚了。
Do you know what you're talking about?
卓牧师会问你说，你知不知道你要说什么
？Do you know that you are telling me, man, you are telling me you're going to die for this woman?
你的意思是说，你要为这一位女子而舍命吗
？You're going to promise to God that you're going to die for her every day.
而且你是在众人的面前向神宣誓，你要每一天为她舍命。
And lady, do you know what you're talking about?
这个小姐，你知道你在说什么吗
？That when you say you want to get married,
当你说你要结婚的时候
，You say you're cutting off your head.
你的意思是说，你要把你的双手都砍断
，cutting off your head，
头都砍断
，and taking his。
把他的头
and put it on top of you,
放在你自己的身上
and submitting your body to him,
把你的身体完完全全的交代
to submit your will to him,
把你自己的意愿顺服在他的
to submit your life to him,
将你的生命降服在他的底下
because you're submitting to the Lord,
因为你是愿意顺服神
Oh, there's also a warning,
还有一个警告
in Titus chapter 2Verse 3-5.
在提多书第二章第三到五节。
You have to understand why Paul says so. Why God's word tells us these things.
提多书第二章三到五节，你可能要问问看神为什么要这样子说。
And the principle is this.
这个原则是这么说。
A good home life prevents others from maligning God's word. 一个好的。A good home life prevents others from maligning God's word.
好的家庭生活能够免得神的道理被毁谤。
He said, my home life, what's that got to do with God's word?
为什么我家里面的生活跟神的话语有什么关系呢
？Because when the husband does not act like Christ,
当一个丈夫，他的行为举止好像基督一样，
或是不像基督，
不像基督一样的时候
，God's word, God's gospel is maligned.
的神的话语就被毁谤了。
How dare we even think divorce?
你们想想看，如果你想要去离婚的话，神的话语就被毁谤。
Your relationship reveals God's gospel.
你的行为就彰显了神的话语在你身上的工
作。How dare you even think about slapping your wife?
你怎么会想到说去殴打你的妻子呢
？And here it talks about the sisters.
在这个地方，我们也要看问看到做妻子的。
When they love their husbands.
当他们爱他们的先生的时候。
When they respect their husbands.
当他们敬重他们的丈夫。
When their homes are well ordered.
当他们的家是治理整洁的时候。
When their children are well behaved.
当他们的儿女们是行为端庄的时候。
That no one can malign God's word.
没有人看到这样子的家庭可以毁谤神的话语。
That should affect how we live.
这个时候呢，我们也这个应该会影响到我们怎么样的
生活。How will you and I live as Christians?
我们应当怎么样过一个基督徒的生活
？How will you and I live as husbands as wives?
我们应当要怎么样 扮演丈夫和妻子的角
色。And to the singles,
对于单身的人
，Think about the seriousness of you wanting this relationship.
你们要很谨慎的、严肃的思想，你是不是想要这样子的关系
？Then you come and tell the pastoral staff you want to get married.
然后来到牧师们的面前问他们说，跟他们说你要结婚。
And they'll say, "Oh yeah, yes, we want to get married." And we say 18 hours of premarital counseling.
当有人来到我们面前说他们要结婚的时候，左牧师会跟他们说最少18个小时的婚前辅导。
And they'll say 18 hours. We just want to get married.
我们只是要结婚，你为什么要我上18个小时的课
？I said, "Do you have a driver's license?"
左牧师说你有没有拿过驾驶执照
？How many hours of class time and road time before you get?To the road test.
你必须要读过多少个小时的课，上过开练习，开过多少个小时车，才能够去考驾照呢
？In a couple of years, my son will be getting ready to drive. With less than 2 years, he'll be ready to drive.
Wow. 再过两年 ，Emmett 也可以准备学开车了。
I'm going to put him out on the streets. Are you going to be happy him on the streets?
他就让他在街上开车的话，你们会觉得安全吗？他就到处的乱冲乱闯。
He has to go through 6 hours of class time in driver's ed.
他必须要上六个小时的课。
And then 6 hours of road time with an instructor.
六个小时有教练在他旁边的开车。
And the state of Wisconsin says the parents cannot be his instructors.
那个六个小时父母亲是不算的。
Because parents, well, they might kill him, number one.
因为
Before they get killed, number two.
因为父母亲坐在他旁边，可能会把他们的儿女给杀掉哈。不过
But then it requires somebody with unbiased judgment.
必须要有一个父母以外的人，公正的人坐在他旁边，最少六个小时。
And a professional person to really teach this 15-and-a-half-year-old how to drive.
专业的人要教他六个小时。
Did you count how many numbers of switches and knobs and things are in the car?
你不知道在车子里面有多少个开关按钮吗
？For an automatic, there are over 153 knobs and switches that you have to know in your car.
在一个自动排档车子里面有153个开关按钮。
And I've not.Included the CD, the DVD player, and the TVs for your little kids in the back.
那还没有包括车子里面的这个唱机啊，这些 DVD player 这些东西。
And you're going to be taking your life and other people's life into your hands.
但是呢，你让一个没有学过开车的人开车，你把别人的生命放在他的手中。
That's for a driver's license.
这是驾驶执照。
Now for a marriage license.
你想想看，婚姻呢
？You're taking your life and another person's life into your own hands.
你是把你和你妻子的生命放在你的手中。
And if God blesses, you have other 4 little lives into your own hands.
如果神祝福你们的话呢，你还有四个小生命在你的手中啊。
18 hours is too much.
十八个小时是不是太多
？I don't think so.
不多。
18 hours the minimum.
是起码十八个小时。
Because we're not just talking about safety of your relationship with your spouse.
不单单是讲到你和你配偶之间的安全。
We're talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ either being glorified or disgraced by your relationship.
我们是在讲到神。他的福音是不是在你们的婚姻当中得荣耀，或者是被毁谤
？Do we glory God in our lives, in our homes？
让我们的生活和我们的生命是不是可以让神的名得荣耀呢
？Or do we really disgrace God, and therefore the gospel is not being preached in your home？
或者我们的生活让神的名受羞辱，因此我们没有办法在我们的家人当中。传讲神的福音。
This is a very serious matter.
这实在是一个非常严肃的话题。
I left the church for that.
我因为这个原因，所以离开了我上一个教会。
Because we're not just talking about men and women.
因为我们不仅仅是讲到男人和女人。
We are talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们乃是讲到主耶稣基督的福音。
Dare we live any other way?
让我们不要活任何其他的方法。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you.
亲爱的天父，我们再一次的谢谢你。
And Lord, we are not worthy.
主啊，我们实在是不配。
But you are.
但是你却是配的。
Help us, please, O Lord.
求你帮助我们。
To become men and women.
让我们可以成为我们你所喜悦的男人和女人。
Pleasing to you, holy unto you.
让我们可以荣耀，让我们可以讨你的喜悦。让我们可以啊，让你的名得到圣洁。
May we share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
让我们在分享主耶稣基督的福音的时候。
Without words.
我们不需要用言语。
But with our relationships.
但是我们可以借着我们和我们配偶之间的关系。
With our marriages.
让和我们的婚姻。
With our family.
我们的家庭。
With our lives.
我们的生命。
Glory be your name.
我们荣耀。归给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Amen.